All right, candidate number two from the hardline one, Mike Reiner. He's talking about his favorite subject, and he's trying to say the word asymmetrical.
It does me.
Well, because you like them fake, where they're perfectly even.
I demand perfection.
Fake.
Yes.
Judging by some of the women that you claim to have slept with, you do not demand perfection.
In that department, I do.
No, you don't.
No, you really don't.
No, no. The asymmetrical
what?
Breasts never
the
work.
Asymmetrical?
Yeah, the asymmetrical breasts never work. Ass.
What? You're ridiculous. You know that?
He really is ridiculous.
All right, there's Ryan's. Asymmetrical. I guess that's one way to say it.
All right, let's go to candidate number two. Now, you might have heard of this guy. His name is Mike Reiner. Reiner of the ticket. Always a mainstay in the emergency break of the week. And, wow, it's live spot time on the Hardline. And, guys, you're not going to believe it. It didn't go smoothly. Let's listen.
It is bracket challenge time at Buffalo Wild Wings. Enter for free at bbwbracketchallenge.com. No, that's BWW bracket challenge.
Freudian?
What did you say initially?
BBW.
Oh, yeah.
Big Beautiful Woman?
Big Beautiful Woman. Huh.
Yeah, if you...
Paging Dr. Freud.
Wow, well, if you have your mind on there.
If you have enough BWW, you wind up with a BBW, right?
You say so.
Perhaps, buddy. Wherever you want to go with this.
You're doing great.
Thanks. Appreciate the support here. Enter for free at bwwbracketchallenge.com for your six chances to win great prizes and check in at your favorite B-dubs to earn bonus points. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports, and BBWs.
Part of the Holy Trinity, beer, wings, and sports, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there's the Hardline with a fantastic entry. Strong, the BBW entry.
I don't know if that's a copy point for BBW. Buffalo Wild Wings.
And candidate number three.
Is there BBBW?
Big Black Beautiful Women?
Yeah, isn't that a category?
Redundant.
Oh.
Yes.
Beautiful? Yeah. Black and beautiful?
I don't know what he's trying to get out of it.
Yeah, no, I'm
he
not.
He's trying to swim out
How
of that.
How dare you try to twist this against me?
What? You know what you're doing.
No, I don't know
now,
what I'm doing.
Now overly defensive?
I would never. Back off.
Candidate number three, one Mike Reiner. From the Hardline, talking about the lack of American-born black players in the major leagues, had this slip of the tongue.
On the Rangers roster in spring training, as near as we can tell, there is only one player, one American black player, and even he comes with an asterisk. That would be Julio Borbón. But that is it. That is the only one that the Rangers have.
Really strange.
And I wonder what things are like over at the backfield or over at the backfields.
They don't have separate fields, Mike.
I know. Sorry, I apologize.
He was 40 something years ago.
Hey, he went back to his childhood. It's easy for him to dip back into that racist past.
So I wonder what's going on
now
over in those blank fields. Oh, that's an awesome moment for Rhines. Starting with the hard line and one Mike Reiner last Friday when they had Val Kilmer stop by and do some broadcasting with him. Rhines had a really odd question.
And then we have a quiet moment. I said, I'm going to torture you and drive you crazy, and then I'm going to kill you. And then it's a big cat and mouse scene.
Brilliant.
Scene around Chicago. What do you think?
Awesome.
Signing me up. I'm in.
Have you ever met Tom Hamilton of Aerosmith?
No, I haven't. But I'd like to.
What the hell kind of question is that?
I'm ready for anything.
He's got places to be. Don't waste his time with that crap.
All right. I was just wondering.
Yeah, that's the dumbest question.
I met Bob Dylan.
That's the worst question.
Really?
I met Bob.
What was that like?
He's fantastic.
That is
almost out of left field a little bit.
I have a feeling that's going to be asked of a lot of guests now.
Yeah, that'll be a go-to question. So it sounded like Val Kilmer was here up in studio, and they were out on remote.
Yeah. He was originally up at KLIF, and then they brought him down to talk to Hardline.
Yeah. What was he on KLIF for?
I went to that show last night.
It was the Mark Twain deal, wasn't he?
Show. Yeah, the one-man play.
Oh, man, great. I would have loved to have seen that.
It's running through Sunday.
It's probably better than the one-man play I saw out in West Texas.
I'm sorry. You had to sit through that. At least it was short.
It was short,
one-word play.
All right, so there's Ryan's with an odd question of Val Kilmer up for an e-break. Candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline One, Mike Reiner, struggling to give you a live commercial announcement. We do this from time to time. Sometimes you're caught a little off guard. See if you think Mike is caught off guard.
We're also on 99.5 HD2.
Charter Business Internet is the way to go for lots of different things, especially if you are in charge of getting your company's internet scene together. You need to call Charter Business Internet for sure, because they have all kinds of good stuff on hand to help you out.
You're doing great.
Yeah, I really am doing just great.
So what's going on with Charter, well, Mike? Why are they so great?
Well, they're great.
You sound like you need to check in the Charter.
Yeah.
The other one.
What can they do for me?
Here's what they can do for you. They offer the fastest business internet for the money.
There we go.
Good Lord. That's funny.
Boy, that is a filibuster there, isn't it?
It started very choose energy, didn't it?
It did start very choosy.
By the way, a tip for the listener. Anytime any host starts off a live spot by dragging out the name of the client, All pro foundation repair. That means they are completely unprepared.
You mean every live spot that Rich Phillips does? Starwood Motors.
I'm trying to say. Keith. Or if you hear Gordon laugh for the first 20 seconds of his live commercial.
Well, don't forget the paper shuffling in the background of that laughter.
Or give his name 15 times in a 45-second announcement.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's Ryan's up for an e-break. Candidate number one has had a really nice 2013, or tough one, depending on how you want to look at it. That's one Mike Reiner, veteran broadcaster on the Hardline. Well, like all of us, sometimes Reins gets distracted. He was very distracted earlier this week when the Hardline did their show from the ballpark. And what you have here is Reiner distraction and Hardline implosion as they were talking about the show 2.5 Men.
Suddenly, Ashton Kutcher makes $700,000 per episode. Still, John Cryer making $400,000. He had been on that show for a decade.
He's not a big enough name.
Wouldn't you freak out if you were John Cryer? Well, he will return for the show's 11th season, and he did get a raise to six. And I know he's not crying. No one's crying for him, but he now makes $620,000 an episode.
What show is this?
Are you kidding?
Holy crap.
I get them all confused.
We've mentioned Charlie Sheen, John Cryer, and Ashton Kutcher, and you have watched this show.
Oh, 2.5 Men.
Okay. Bingo. Give the man a lolly.
And it was mentioned by name.
He was looking
I missed
at
that.
He was
Are
looking,
you? Oh, my God. Look what he's looking at.
Westboro.
No.
Black Sports Online.
Would you stop it? Focus.
I am.
iPad timeout. I get it for the rest of the segment. Black Sports Online? While we're doing e-news? Black Sports Online.
Well, now he's just going to watch
the Angels game.
You know, the White Sox take infield practice in the Angels game.
Golly.
There's not enough distractions out here. You're on Black Sports Online.
Is that what I mean about implosion? Just off one Ryan's comment. And Ryan's had a really strong year, too. We'll see if he can beat out these other two candidates.
Is that one of his favorite websites, Black Sports Online?
I guess so. I guess that's his go-to.
My favorite website is Black Sports Offline.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's great. You can't really access it online.
Right,
but,
go offline.
Yeah, but it's a great website.
Here is one Mike Reiner up for an e-break. He's having quite a 2013. They're talking about the alcohol problems of former SNL member Daryl Hammond And Mike thought he'd throw out a joke.
He says, I drank on Saturday morning, had breakfast, then slept for a while before going to rehearsal. The drinking calmed my nerves and quieted the disturbing images that sprang into my head. When the drinking didn't work, I cut myself. The wound created a fresh crisis to get me out of the one in my head. It gave me something else to focus on. It was more blood, but it wasn't that blood.
Wow.
Well, when I think about you, I cut myself.
You're an idiot.
Well,
you know that?
There's nothing that can be done about it now.
About him being an idiot?
He's hit the point of no return. You know this.
I know. I know.
Come on. You're going to tell me that wasn't funny?
Yes, Mike.
All right, how about
that
this?
That wasn't funny.
I thought it was kind of funny. Nice touching tribute to the Divinyls chick that kicked it.
Yeah, I guess that was his tribute. And you could tell by his delivery, he really thought he had one there.
Well, when I think about you, I cut myself.
We don't know if he slammed the table and then leaned back, but he is up for an e-break. Okay, so that's awesome. And so is this for one Mike Reiner, who's been a very active player here in 2013. During entertainment news for you, Corby was talking about how actors will sign on to do a series of movies, you know, the strategy that goes into that. And Rhines references a show that I've heard of, I've never seen it. Unfortunately for Rhines, the guys he does the show with have never heard of the show.
It could make your career financially, because let's say that the first one, maybe you sign on for the first one, but you don't agree to do the second and third one. You see how it does, and then you sign another deal for the second and third one, and suddenly you can request back-endage, as maybe the Hunger Games people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll get Brace and Gigolos.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't understand what?
You want to explain your obtuse?
No one?
Octogenarian comedy? No.
Brace and Gigolos?
In Gigolos.
What's that?
You never seen the TV show Gigolos?
No.
Dude, what are
Where?
You talking about?
Oh, Mike.
Where do you see this?
Showtime.
Oh, God, you and Showtime, man. I've never even heard of this show. Gigolos. Not only does it exist, you watch it and you know the cast?
I've watched it a couple times.
Is it real or is it fake?
What no, it's
it?
Real.
It's so it's real. A documentary type thing
yeah.
on real gigolos?
Yes.
And you decided to quote something from that show.
That's one of the gigolos.
Well, clearly.
I don't know why that struck me as funny, but it really did. E-break number three.
E-break number three.
I can't talk all of a sudden.
I don't know what's going on with you.
I don't know.
I think you've been drinking.
I'm a walking e-break. Candidate number three is one
Milwaukee
Mike Reiner.
E-break.
No, I'm not a Milwaukee e-break. Oh. I'm a walking e-break.
Wow.
Candidate number three is one Mike Reiner. This is a hardline live spot. Mike is distracted by watching the Rangers in an afternoon game. And listen closely to the copy points from Corby, because you're going to hear him again from Mike, because he got distracted by baseball.
They are going through a makeover that would make any of our listeners very, very proud. At the Fairview, Frisco, and Dallas Lemon location, you're going to get to experience the all-new ranch-crafted menu, the stacked Texas nachos, the Texas grill where you choose your cut. Steak, chicken, or seafood. You add spices or sauces and toppers to create your perfect steak.
This now, is not your father's Texas land and cattle anymore.
No, it's changed a lot at those three places. Now, if you go into any Texas land and cattle, all the old favorites are still there. But at Fairview, Frisco, and Lemon, that is where the all-new ranch-crafted menu with shared plates like the stacked Texas nachos and the Texas grill where you can choose your cut, steak, chicken, or seafood, all that stuff is
right.
there.
All the things that Corby just mentioned a minute ago. I'm more interested in their cocktail menu, Mike, because they're doing craft beers like Rahr & Sons Lager and Lakewood Lager, and then those Texas-inspired cocktails. Man, you can't go wrong with the Blood Orange Margarita, the Whiskey Smash, or the Texas Mule. All original concoctions.
You repeated me.
From Texas Land
verbatim.
And Cattle.
Verbatim.
I was going to say something else.
Oh, what a great defense.
Yeah, I was going to say something else, but...
But I didn't. That's the whole point.
So is one Mike Reiner when talking about a fine ticket sponsor, Pollock Direct. No, I can't say it. PollockDirect.com.
Where you can get your polyps online.
It's not polyp. Pollock.
Oh.
Well, Ryan's has a hard time with it, too.
PollockDirect.com. If you run your office and you're responsible for making sure that everything is there and where it needs to be and not letting stuff get low, then you need to know about PollockDirect.com because Pollock Direct, what did I say?
Pollock Direct.
PollockDirect.com. That's what I meant.
That's right. And it doesn't even matter if you are in charge of purchasing these supplies. If you walk
Don't
around
go to
your
these
office
big
right
box
now.
Stores that no. you usually go to, stand around in there all day, get online at PollockDirect.com and do the whole thing. What did I say? PollockDirect.com? Man.
It's okay. It's funny.
Get online at PollockDirect.com and do it all via the miracle of the internet.
Yeah, the website itself is so easy to maneuver around. Very user-friendly. You'll find it quick.
Again,
easy
did you sense a swerving there in the first 10 seconds of Ryan's live delivery?
If you just need all the stuff,
and you're in charge of it,
of everything,
then it's, you know what I'm saying, man?
Let's hear the first 10 seconds of that again.
PollockDirect.com. If you run your office and you're responsible for making sure that everything is there and where it needs to be, and stuff get low.
So what do you do for a job, Gordon?
I just do all, all the stuff.
You're in charge of everything and where it needs to be.
In charge of everything and where it needs to be, and if stuff gets low. And
for you P1s, once again, that is the greatest indication that a host is not ready to do a live spot when, for the first 5 seconds, they're just taking the name of the company and stretching it out.
Yeah. Right.
D&M Leasing.
Or any spot that Rich does. That's a good kind of textbook example of... That's someone who's unprepared and probably unqualified to do live spots.
That's coming from a man who usually starts his live spots with 15 seconds of laughter.
Yeah, that is not true.
That's another
indication. That is not true. 22 seconds of laughter.
It also comes from the leader in the clubhouse of having Jer have to play another spot because he doesn't have his coffee.
What are we doing?
What?
Huh? Right.
What?
All right, so there's Ryan's up for an e-break.
Candidate number two comes to us from the Hardline. One Mike Reiner, who's making quite a bid to become the 2013 Player of the Year. He has a funny flub, and then it falls apart from there.
I'll watch it tonight. How about that?
You probably won't.
Mythbusters.
It will also see if mercury fulminate is an effective explosive. Remember the scene with Tuco?
Yes.
When he threw that stuff in at his hand and the whole side of the wall exploded?
Yes.
In season two?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see if that is a truism as well. That's tonight on Mythbusters on Discovery. So,
boy, Tuco had a rough ride on that thing. So did Uncle Tio.
Yeah.
Man. A lot of people, guys, drew the
what?
Wrong end of the deal on this.
A lot of people, guys.
A lot of guys. All right, that does it for E-News for today. Yeah, a lot of people, guys. It's 4:50 on the
table. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, what did I just say?
It's 4:50. Boy, Ryan's is having an awesome year.
All right, candidate number one comes to us from the Hardline. This guy has had an incredible year.
Not Mike again.
Mike is up again. Now, I'd say one of the most famous hotels here in Dallas is the Anatole. That's been around forever.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you said that word?
A million.
A million times. I'm sure Mike has too, but for some reason he had a really tough time with it, and we're also treated to a Corby scream laugh shortly thereafter.
You want steak night? She wants date night. Make it both at Sear.
I like steak.
Sear Steak and Spirits, the only steakhouse with skyline views of Dallas high above the iconic Hilton Anatole Hotel. Make it your new choice for date night and the best steaks in town.
The Anahole, huh?
Yeah, the Anahole.
Who's Anna?
Stop.
Don't make this worse.
I don't think that's possible.
For reservations, call 214.
You know, they're almost a combo team. Because anyone else, if you mess up, you just pretty much go on. But they're just waiting for Mike, and they're just ready to pounce on him and scream at him and ask him what's wrong. So there is Mike up for yet another emergency break of the week. All right, do you remember in the camp out a couple of years ago when Ryan's had a few because he did the power hour? And then I asked,
by the way, what was the power hour?
Sip of beer.
A 1 ounce shot of beer every minute.
Every minute, yeah.
And what does that add up to? How many beers?
That's five beers in 1 hour.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which, what's the big deal there?
Yeah,
that's five that beers in an hour. That would kill me.
So Ryan's had done the power hour, and then we went on the air. And I asked the question of everyone, okay, where are we going to be a year from now? What's going to happen a year from now? And keep in mind, this is now going on 3 years ago, but Ryan's had this bombshell that he wasn't going to be at the ticket anymore all of a sudden. And it was the beer talking.
It was a retirement announcement.
Yeah, and I said, what, Ryan's? Are you saying you're not going to be here? And then this was his crazy response back then.
Let's just say that I would imagine that those are the terms that it's being thought in by just about everybody.
And we all died.
So many words in there that water down the big claim.
Well, he had another moment like that this week, and I don't think he'd been through a power hour when they were talking about the scene in Pittsburgh the other night. And we were commenting on that the other morning. It was crazy. Fans going nuts, and that new ballpark looks great. It's relatively new, like 13 years old. So Rines thought he would say this to the baseball fans, and it was right up there with the power hour statement.
Yep, and they created no buzz whatsoever. And then 13 years ago, they got that new ballpark. And I'll tell you, that scene last night does not want to make those of you who take baseball trips...
What?
Those... going to want to make that your next baseball trip for those who
mark that back there
who do that kind of thing.
I don't even know what to say.
For those who take baseball trips, if that scene last night doesn't make you want to make that one your next one, then there's something wrong with
it. I don't know if he made it much better the second time.
Oh, goodness, that's great.
All right, we got to hear that one more time and see if you think the second time is a lot more clear.
Yep.
And they created no buzz whatsoever. And then 13 years ago, they got that new ballpark. And I'll tell you, that scene last night does not want to make those of you who take baseball trips...
What?
Those going to want to make that your next baseball trip for those who...
Mark that back there.
Who do that kind of thing.
I don't even know what to say.
For those who take baseball trips, if that scene last night doesn't make you want to make that one your next one, then there's something wrong with you, man.
Man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. There's something wrong with you.
That is awesome, Rines. We'll start off with the hard line and with a guy who is having one incredible season, a record-breaking e-break season for one Mike Reiner in 2013. Sometimes he can't read his handwriting. Sometimes he may misspeak. At this point on the hard line, he had an episode where they thought they were just about to lose, Mike.
Is lacrosse the sport, the ultimate sport of the rich?
Yes.
It's the ultimate sport of the rich that doesn't involve a horse.
All right.
That's enough.
Yeah, we got to go.
All right. That is community.
Oh, dear God in heaven.
God.
He lost it.
This
may be his last second.
You're witnessing
folks.
It, people. You're seeing it. This is the end.
No, you're not.
No, oh,
you're
he's not. Back.
He came back to life.
Okay.
Okay, was that Ryan snort laughing, or was that a drop that Jake was playing?
It had to be a drop.
Yeah.
No one can do that good of a horse, right? By the way,
like he's sleeping.
I'm glad Jake said that, because I was listening to that when that happened, and my first thought was, isn't polo the ultimate sport of the rich?
Yeah. That is a pretty good line.
But sport without a horse.
Right. Have you guys ever been to a polo match?
No.
I haven't either. I'd like to see that sometime.
It's like Prince Charles is the only person I know that plays polo, right?
Where do you I've never known a polo player, I don't think.
No, I haven't either. It just seems like it's only in super high-end settings.
Yes, which means MILFs and trophy wives.
Good point.
You can watch it here in Dallas.
Oh, really? No, we could watch it. I just fun. Haven't been and
a lot of fun.
Hadn't been exposed to it. Okay, it is a drop because I keep hearing it in our ears.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's Ryan's up for an e-break.
It's Danny.
Oh, it's Danny laughing like that.
Candidate number three is a guy who's having one heck of a 2013. Mike Reiner is back.
Wow, again?
Now, the ticket was in Fairview all day long last Friday, right? And so was Reins. And not only was Reins there, his band was going to play there, the Village of Fairview, that night. But in the concert calendar, he couldn't remember where he was or where his band was playing.
And at the Freeman, the F&As.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And also Saturday, or tonight, here at Fair, where are we? God. Fairmont? Fairview? It's petty theft.
Where are
where?
We?
Yeah.
Fairmont!
Monday,
hurry up.
Yeah, we're on the street.
All
by
right,
our
Monday
office.
At the Southside Ballroom, Steve Aoki.
I mean, tomorrow, Senator Day, or tonight. Where are we?
Tomorrow is tonight.
Let's just say just about everybody. That's what they say.
And that brings us to one Mike Reiner, who so far has had a very Manziel-like 2013. And I think this may be his best. At least I've been laughing at it for the last couple of hours. Mike will sometimes make strange noises. This is one of those times. And it's when he has the floor. They're talking about alternate endings, I guess, for Breaking Bad, and you know they get one of those discussions again, and now it's Mike's turn to talk, and this crazy noise is all he could make.
They definitely have two big
Imagine
glasses of beers.
Shane Mandrell reading his fate.
Oh, God, yes. Just shaking his head going, man.
What? I did what?
Yeah, I killed my whole family, man.
And knowing...
What was that noise? What the hell?
Mike?
I can't believe that's all you had to contribute.
Actually, I had more, but...
After all
mind.
That...
Never mind.
Doink. What a dolt.
And then he gave up.
Yeah, he quit.
All right, so...
What happened there?
I don't know. But this is what he was... This is the noise.
And knowing,
is that what he's trying to say?
Yeah, but doesn't he put a D in there?
And knowing.
And then, because of the scream laugh reaction, you weren't able to figure out what it was he's trying to say.
Can we hear that one more time in its entirety?
They definitely have two big
Imagine
glasses of beers.
Shane Mandrell reading his fate.
Oh, God, yes. Just shaking his head going, man.
What? I did what?
Yeah, I killed my whole family, man.
And knowing...
What was that noise? What the hell?
And poor Mike, he's like a dog who knows he's getting in trouble, you know?
Right.
When the dog does something, then it kind of winces.
Because you could hear him make that noise, and then he kind of laughed under his breath. Like he knew he was about to get pounced on.
You're just bracing for it. Oh, man, I've been laughing at that all morning.
Okay, so this is one of them from a few weeks ago. This is when we were discussing the band Fun after the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been doing it longer than
Glee. Don't try to compare them to Queen or I'll kick you in the shins with a steel-toed boot.
Me?
Louder.
No, anybody.
Oh.
They have nothing to do with Queen.
Nothing.
Everybody says that he sounds like Freddie Mercury at certain times.
But, man, that guy cannot hold Freddie Mercury's butt plug.
I wish you hadn't have said that.
All righty.
Well, but if Gordon would have said it, you'd double over in laughter.
Mike, don't talk during the replay of something because people get it confused with what was actually going on. You understand?
I didn't talk during the replay.
Yeah, you were.
You just did.
All over it.
You just talked.
Oh, I didn't?
Yes. If Gordon said it, you'd be laughing all over the place. So, you understand what the problem is with the listener out there?
No.
They get it confused. Okay.
All right. I wish you hadn't said that.
All righty.
Why?
I don't think that drives TSL up.
It's tough to tell,
though. I
don't care. Clearly.
I do know at a minute 26, though. Or
I thought that that was certainly emergency brake worthy.
So unnecessary.
Well, yeah, it was so unnecessary. Look,
ruined the show.
We're not, yes.
That did not ruin the show.
It did, too.
No, that did not ruin the show.
You gave me a damn good laugh, that's for sure.
Good.
I can't believe that wasn't on the e-brake. I support the hard line.
For this, but if you really want an emergency brake, I mean, you want a hardcore emergency brake, this is it. Because just to set things up a little bit, we had just done the story about 20 minutes earlier from Jake's high school points for sex scandal, in which he and his friends were assigning point value for certain sex acts that were performed in his high school. So we did that whole segment, how he got busted by his mom. It was a great segment. Then we go into community quick hits, and we have a story about a coach who took a 15 or 16-year-old girl into the locker room and started doing bad things to her. And here's Mike.
She told police that he started unbuttoning his shorts.
Got her.
And that she was scared and tried to flee, but he grabbed her by the back of the head. She yelled, but nobody was there. She told police that he forced her head to his crotch and forced her to perform a sex act. She said that...
Is that about a three-pointer?
Dude.
Come on. What are you guys doing later?
I mean, look, I know this is a station that harbors the likes of Gordon Keith.
And yes, you can get Ted on DVD.
But that's the most shocking thing I've ever heard you say. Maybe ever on this
not
radio station.
Even
okay, see, that's his standard.
A rape victim.
This is a standard
not
response.
Even. Not even close. Not even close.
A kid rape victim. So,
yeah.
That was denied, huh?
That was denied.
I don't blame him for denying that one.
That may have been too shocking. You know what? That is the most shocking thing that I've ever heard on this radio station.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Who would replay that?
Only us.
Dick Hicks.
Yeah, I don't think we go that way on the morning show.
So, here's a nice one. I thought this was perfect, and it didn't even make the cut. This is Mike and I doing a live spot, and we start the live spot, and I know you remember this, and suddenly we're on remote, and we hear Danny in our ear, and it's not like, hey guys, you need to do this, that, that. It is Danny going, so anyway, last week I was going out, and it's so loud and so annoying. And he's not talking to us. He had hit the wrong button.
Right. I don't know who I was trying to talk to.
Sean, maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe Sean was in for Ty and y'all were talking about... Because I think I heard you say Sean.
Well, Sean likes to ask me questions during the show.
Well, it didn't help you, Mike, at all, as you could not recover.
Now, we're not going to try and explain this. We're just going to tell you that Sony 4K technology is four times the normal... normal resolution of regular HD. God. It'll make you feel like you're there, I guess.
God. It's the normal... It's the...
normal.
God!
I mean,
I realized what I was doing, and I go, oh, crap, I'm sorry. And that's when it stopped, and he said, God! That is so funny.
Listen to how drunk the normal gets, though.
I know.
K technology is four times the normal normal resolution of regular HD.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember being not completely off the horse by that.
I just kicked a skateboard out from underneath you. You're all normal.
Okay. Perfect emergency brake, right?
That would have won.
No,
I can't imagine that not winning.
Yeah, blame that on George Dunn.
And I would have been very proud to call that one of mine, too.
I would like to start off with the Mike Reiner one.
Okay.
If we can, because to me, this kind of encapsulates what the e-brake is all about and what our e-brake is all about. Now, he also wooed her with the promise of Dr. Pepper's and, quote, offering to buy her anything she wanted. Maybe that was under the Dr. Pepper was under that umbrella, but she specified, he bought me Dr. Pepper.
She should have held out for the grapeette.
The relationship ended this month.
Did you hear what he said? Did you hear what he was inferring? That this 14-year-old girl should negotiate for better soft drinks.
Is that what you were inferring?
She should have held out for the grapeette.
What were you inferring?
Put your joke cards back in your briefcase.
Yeah.
God, it's not the time for that.
Henny.
What are you, Gordon?
Thinks he is.
Look at him over there.
I know. The relationship ended this month after the girl
and
said, quote, she...
No, he just walks away from the burning...
Observed another girl kissing the suspect in the mouth.
Walks away from the burning car that he just threw a Molotov cocktail at.
Yeah.
And doesn't come back to help extinguish it at all.
It was the story of the 14-year-old girl that got abducted, right?
No, it was a teacher that was...
Yes.
Holding her after school.
That's right.
Seducing her with Dr. Pepper.
That was part of the deal, is that he convinced me and swayed my affections toward him with Dr. Pepper. And the inference is maybe a more unique soft drink, mm-hmm. like the grapeette.
Yeah, man.
Could lure the underage girl. He's giving suggestions.
He's trying to help this man.
Yes.
Or help her get a better soft drink.
Yeah, that's right.
If the end result, I mean, if it's whatever's going to happen, it's going to happen, you might as well have a grapeette to enjoy.
I mean, I can get a Dr. Pepper at home.
Right. The elusive grapeette is tough.